Now, feeling peckish, not sure what to have for dinner tonight? Well, how about duck foie gras au torchon on a quince compote and spice bread pan-fried escallop with cardamom and white polenta? Or maybe yellowfin tuna caramelized with ginger and tartar with sesame seeds, red onion and orange and sour tomato sorbet. Well, those are just some of the dishes on the menu at Prague's Allegro restaurant, which has just become the first restaurant in the former Eastern Bloc to receive the coveted Michelin star. Among those who've eaten at Allegro, located in the luxury Four Seasons Hotel, is restaurant critic Evan Rail. I spoke to him earlier by telephone.
Well, having reviewed a restaurant in Vienna that has one Michelin star, I can say that we probably have 10 restaurants in Prague that are at that level or higher. It's just that the Michelin guide has never covered Prague, or in fact anywhere in Eastern Europe. So it's really not a question of the restaurant being good enough. It's been good enough for several years, and we have many other restaurants that are probably just as good, or pretty close, but it's just a question of timing.
You've been to the restaurant itself, to Allegro. Were you impressed? I mean, did you think this restaurant is simply out of this world?
I don't know if I would say simply out of this world, because I tend to look at it, or visit to a restaurant as work, and I'm pretty observant of any flaws or faults that might happen. But I would say Allegro is outstanding. It's one of the best restaurants I've ever visited.
Now, the Michelin star, obviously, as you mentioned there, it is a huge coup for restaurants in Prague in general, as well as the Allegro. What effect does putting that little star up on the window have for a restaurant in Prague?
Well, it'll probably mean that the restaurant's going to experience a lot more business. But I think it's actually a coup for the whole region, if you think about it that way. There's never been a Michelin star in any of the former communist countries of Eastern Europe. So this is a really big deal, not just for Prague, not just for the Czech Republic, but for what used to be the Eastern Bloc. I do know that there are some chefs in Budapest right now who, upon hearing this news, are going to be very, very upset, because they were hoping to be the first to win the Michelin star in this region.
Right, so a bit of a professional jealousy there.
I think there's going to be quite a bit of professional jealousy.
I suppose at the end of the day, it is just one guide, isn't it? Do you think it's worth all the hype?
Michelin stars are the most important restaurant ratings that are published by a company whose primary business is making tires. They're not exactly the only measure of a company's success, or a restaurant success, rather. There are other guides. There's a Gomio, which is very well known in France. There are other rating systems around the world, and there's been a lot of criticism of the Michelin guides over the years. And there have been, over the years, many, many chefs in France, in Germany, in the United States, and now in Japan, who have refused Michelin stars. They don't want the attention. They don't think it has any value. They don't recognize the authority of the judges in saying that this restaurant is good or bad. And then for their own restaurants, they're just turning the stars away and saying no thank you.
Restaurant critic Evan Rail speaking to me earlier by telephone. You'll find Allegro at the Four Seasons in Prague. And all I can say is, don't forget your credit card.